Blackstone presents The Tattoo Murder by Roy Lewis. This book is read by John Lee. Prologue. Inspector Raul Garcia stared out of the window and cursed under his breath. He was a Mediterranean man in blood and outlook. The scenery in the Pyrenees was spectacular at this time of the year, with the high peaks clothed in snow that glittered and shone in the morning sun, when the sun deigned to shine. But on a late afternoon like this, it was a different matter. The snow had begun to fall some 2 hours earlier, a slight sprinkling at first, whirling and dancing in the darkening air, gradually cloaking the valley, but falling now thick and fast, large, silent flakes clinging to the windows of the hotel room the group had obtained to set up the equipment, and making it impossible to get a view of the house below them on the hillside. He had been warned, of course, the minister, but he was a stubborn, dismissive man, ruled by sentiment and the regular stirring of his loins. It was common knowledge among the intelligence services that he kept several mistresses. It was, after all, a common enough practice in France, where the failure to have at least one mistress tended to be regarded as a serious deficit in a politician. But the minister took the attitude to the extreme. Few of his female assistants seemed to have escaped his clutches, if intelligence reports over the years were to be believed, and in addition to the stream of power-dazed young women who were taken to his bed, there was also the one woman who seemed to have maintained a regular grip on his affections. Garcia had seen photographs of her. Straight blonde hair, an elegant figure, startling blue eyes and a classical profile. She would be at least 40 years old now, Garcia mused reflectively, but the minister was still clearly obsessed after a 20-year affair, and his wealthy but rather more dowdy wife seemed to have accepted the situation with an indifferent shrug. Theirs had probably been a marriage of convenience right from the beginning. Money, married to politics. Garcia broke off from his musing to glare out of the window at the swirling snow again. How is it now? The man seated beside him, with a camera and telescopic equipment trained on the building below them, shook his head, leaned back in his chair and locked his hands behind his neck. His knuckles cracked. He sighed and glanced at Garcia. Impossible, sir. The snow blanks out the scene. Garcia swore under his breath again. He glanced at his watch. The minister would be due in perhaps 20 minutes. Why the hell he had chosen the small town of Vergelès-Gazost for his assignation? Why on earth he had decided to marry a few days of skiing at Courtrai with a meeting with his mistress were matters for speculation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?